Tonight, I asked the Lord a word, and he said, share your heart and my heart, and gave me three things to share with you tonight. So we're going to ask those on that side, if you scoot on over here, you know, I like to mess with you. And then those of you who are sitting behind the thing need to move up. And we appreciate that. And so just some cohesiveness and togetherness tonight. All right, Genesis chapter 1, starting with verse 26. The Lord said to tell you, he said, I love you and I want you to look like us, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in the earth. So say that. Say, God loves me. And he wants me to look like him, like Jesus and the Holy Spirit in the earth. Can you say amen? Can you shout hallelujah? All right, we are going to read together Genesis 26 through 28. Okay, read. And God said, let us make man in our image. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. And over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. 27. Okay, 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. 28. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. So God said, what did he say? He said, look like me. He said, I made you to look like myself, to look like I look, to act like I act, to do what I do. And how do you do that? By studying the word. By hiding the word in your heart. So that's one of the things he gave me. And to tell you, he said, I love you and I want you to look like us, to look like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now you get this because I'm not going to keep going over it. So you have to say right now, I have to look like God in everything I do, every thought, every deed. Amen. Amen. What does he say? You shall know the tree by what? The fruit that it bears. There are acorn trees out in our yard. I mean, just ground just covered with acorns. So we know that's an oak tree. We know that's an oak tree by the fruit that it bears. They bear several of them. Amen. And so then the next thing he said, that I sent my son to redeem you from sin. Even before you were born. Say that. Say, thank you, Jesus. You came to redeem me from sin. And say, thank you, Father. You sent Jesus even before I was born. Now, first thing is God says he loves you. He wants you to act like he acts. Just be Christ in the earth. Why? Because in Ephesians chapter 1, we find out we are what? The body of Christ. So we act like Christ acts. And sometimes we just don't want to do that. But we have to do what he says. You know, anytime you get from under that umbrella of his love, things can happen. Can you say amen? Okay, he said, I sent my son to redeem you from the sin that you were born into. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. I think we do Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. Okay, verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Let's read that again. For when we, back to 6. Thank you. Okay, can you see it? All right, read. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. 7. For when we were, no, he hadn't gone to 7 yet. They'll get there. Okay, 7, read. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. 8. But God commanded his love toward us, read, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. So what do we have? We have this very precious promise from God, this very precious gift of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, when we come to church and we come to fellowship, it come to fellowship with each other. Let's stop bringing in all the other stuff that we bring in, thinking, well, I really need to be at home doing this, and then we're gonna bring something else in, and I gotta do this. I didn't wash my dishes or my clothes, and we bring this in. I sure hope we're not going to be long in all of this. We come to worship him and to fellowship with fellow believers. Let's look at that again. He said, I sent my son to redeem you from the sin that you were born into. Say, I was born into sin, but I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Your eternity is already now. Your eternity is with Jesus. If you're born again, if you're filled with the Spirit, and if you're living for him, can you say amen? So he says, in verse 6, for when ye were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. When I was a sinner, before I was born, every man that was born a sin after Adam, as Bishop always said, committed high treason, and everybody else is born under sin, but Christ died for us. Shout hallelujah. And then in verse 8 is the verse that stood out that he gave me. But God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So say this, while I was a sinner, Christ died for me. Christ died for me. So much more then, now being justified by his blood, I shall be saved from wrath through him. And that is from eternal punishment in hell and all the stuff that goes with it on earth through Jesus Christ. Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? So he said to tell you that I love you. I want you to look like us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, while you were in the earth. So that you could do that, I sent my son to redeem you from sin that you were born into. To change your life. And then he said, I want you to go and win souls. He said, God said for me to go and win souls. Somebody, you don't have to repeat this, somebody preached the gospel to me. I heard it, I believed it, and I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. It is your job to share the gospel with somebody who is lost. Pray in the Holy Ghost if you have to. Kilo or stay. Do what you have to, being led by the Spirit of God. Share the gospel. They hear it, they believe, and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28. I really need to read the whole chapter, and it's not that long. So I'm not going to have you read that part of it. So just start at verse 1, and I'm going to read through it down to we get to the end. And don't think, oh, she's going to read the whole chapter. Why we don't want to read the word in church? Well, because we're trained differently. I heard a man, and Bishop said this one time we were going to do that. He said, we meet at church and we just read the Bible. We just read the Bible, and that's God talking to me. So say this. I heard Brother Hagin say this. The Bible is God talking to me. All right, first verse. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat up on it. And his countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. We just said, God sent his son to redeem us from sin. He is not here, for he's risen as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. He said, run with the word you hear tonight. Spread it like wildfire. Hallelujah. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Enter the sanctuary to worship him. Depart to serve. Enter to worship him, for he is worthy. And Jesus said unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders, they had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then one translation said that he did not rise again. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And these are the key verses that we have for tonight's lesson. God says, I want you to go and to win souls. But I wanted to bring you up to this point so we'll know we don't have any reason to doubt. We believe the word. The scripture said, not having seen him, you believe in him. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, read, all power, read, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Read, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And this is what Jesus, God said, Father God said to tell you, that you and I are to go win souls. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Now you go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, how are you going to know what else to teach? You have to study the word. You have to open up the book, see what it says, and then share it with others. That's a command. Bishop, I always say, what is a command? It's something you don't have any choice in it. You have to do it. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. So what did God say tonight to tell you? He said, to tell you I love you, and I want you to look like us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, while you are in the earth. Don't go looking like something else. Don't go acting like something else. Act like you are born again, spirit-filled, child of God. Can you say amen? Amen? He said, I sent my son to redeem you from sin that you were born into. And then he said, but God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, say, while I was yet a sinner, say it, Christ died for me. And I may have sinned after, even after I've been born again, but it didn't change his blood. So all I have to do is what? Repent and receive forgiveness and move on and act like and look like Jesus. Amen. And then he said, I want you to go and win souls. Top priority. Christmas time is coming. Most of us want a gift. My husband asked me the other day, what do you want for Christmas? I said, I really hadn't thought about it. I really and truly had not thought about it. And hadn't thought about it much since he said it. But the best thing that you could do for somebody is get them born again if they're lost. And then if a person is sick, a good thing you can get them. God wants you well. I came to lay hands on you and get you up. Can you shout amen? I saw a part of a video yesterday, I think it was, and this man fell and broke his hip, shattered it. And the doctor was saying what he was going to have to go through in the operation. And as he was going through, he had such excruciating pain. And he said, but he told his wife, said we're going to have Bible class in the ER. And that's what they did. And the doctors thought they were crazy. But long story short, he didn't have to have all that stuff they said. Amen. So get him healed. Get him healed. Yeah, you want this, you want that, but I'm going to help you get well. I'm going to share the gospel with you. And the last thing that God told me to tell you, he said, I will send my son back soon. Said, Jesus is coming soon. How does Bishop say it? It's sooner today than it was yesterday. And he's coming soon. And so as many people as we can usher into the kingdom of God, that's what we do. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Father, we thank you for this word that you shared and that it has not fallen on a single deaf ear. We thank you, Father God, that we will meditate on the fact that you love us and that we will, in every effort, every deed, we study the word more and more so we can act like, look like, be like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are so grateful and always aware that you sent your Son to die that we might have eternal life and that somebody preached this gospel to us. We heard it. We believed it and received it and received Jesus as our Savior. And it's our mission now, our purpose and our plan to share the gospel with those that to whom you send us, that they too may have this same eternal life that we have in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost again. Shakalabo, Jerada, Oste, Sikata, Boshe, Mani, Ista, Ostare, Ikapo, Jerada, Ika. Come on. Neriaso, Jose, Handore, Hese, Katari, Ikatoro, Oshe. May every heart here, everyone that's listening, Boshe, may TVs just be turned on, phones be turned on. People scrolling and they'll hear. Go shake katoro oste este, but show they este ista. That person that's lost, somebody that's thinking about committing suicide. Blow koste sekatalada. Ah, blow koste hisakata. Boste sekatalata. That person is going into depression because either they'll be alone during the Christmas holidays or maybe they don't have finance to buy the things that they want to buy. Ke lo kasata lahasta. Re kasu sakatalaba. Bahasa, roka tede ista kotala. Come on, out of your belly, kista reke soko hota besti shakundora asta menahi balohote manohote hesta. That person that's listening, or maybe listen sometime in the future, that's lost, and they'll scroll through. They'll come to this site and they'll kista la hoste ika. They'll hear this strange language, shakuna, and debasto, or it might be their own tongue, like kista la hasta. Oh, teste kasakatare, beste rokura data. That child that's alone, parents on drugs and alcohol, and is afraid right now, Lord. Ge dashu konde de, rokoste keta. We cover them in prayer. Divine protection. Lord, send a laborer, Kasta Kata, ministering angels, La Lakota, Jerodone, Masi Katalahase, Ebe Talahasokote. Bendere yarara osto kushaka tere ikasa. Ongonde de ikasa. Gonde ista kasa katere. Rogonde de ikasa atore este. Elaba hoshakate. Eble kaso ratala hasta. Oble kesa katala aste. The gospel must be preached to the ends of the earth. And then he will return. Je brutala haste. Do your part, do your part, do your part, do your part. Start thinking globally and not just next door. Thank you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that lives are being changed. That child, that it's a child, kondona aste. Dede isto ko so afraid, so alone. Zekete isto ko she katarala aste. Beriata kasta. But you're God and you katariato oste. You know where he or she is, salakatala. You know what they need, Lord God. Dendere ikasa. Send a laborer or your angel or whatever needs to be done. We pray and thank you for divine protection. If you are watching tonight, and you watch some other time, and you're not born again, you've not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the time is right now. Right now. Just say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you were born of the Virgin Mary. That's why we celebrate Christmas. I believe you died on the cross and you rose again. You now sit at the right hand of the Father God. I ask you to forgive me for all of my sin. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. And fill me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. If you've done that, you receive that, you confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart, you're saved. A complete conversion. Go to the Word. You can contact us at connect@bovcfc.org. And we'll get back to you with information. Amen. Your salvation is the greatest gift of life of all. So receive that. And those of us who are born again, let's don't take lightly this great gift. Let's don't mess over the gift that God gave to us. Amen. Amen. You know, somebody give you something and it's sad, but back in the day, you know, somebody give you, say, a nice suit or something for Christmas outfit, and then you just take it out and drag it in the dirt and mess over it, and they'll look and say, why do they do that? I paid a lot of money for that. My mom said back in the day, you know, people didn't go to the cleaners very often. They washed their clothes and they ironed their clothes, but every once in a while, somebody had a suit or something, and this man, he would take his suit and drag it in the dirt because he said he's going to get his money worth out of it for going to the cleaners. Amen. We don't want to drag this precious gift of salvation through the dirt, but we want to look like Jesus. Amen. Say this, tonight I learned that God loves me and he wants me to look like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit while I'm in the earth. I learned or had it re-emphasized that God sent his son to redeem me from sin. I learned and had it re-emphasized that God wants me to win souls and Jesus is soon to return. Amen. Amen. This time we'll receive our offering. You go ahead, and when we have dismissed, just stay here just a minute. Have something to share with you, and we will be ready to go. Amen. Won't take but a minute. So as you sow your seed, the offering, make sure that you name your harvest. What are you planning for? and that you receive that harvest from the seed that you're sowing. Therese one texted us and said he wasn't going to be able to be here tonight. You know, Mary Hart does good like a medicine. I asked him if he wanted me to play for him tonight. He said, Mom, please don't. I told him Luke 1:37. With God, all things are possible. But I just had to preach, so I didn't get up there. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You know, it's been 19 years on the 20th of November that my mom was buried. She died on the 11th. And that same day that we had her funeral, we had Jimmy's birthday banquet, and James Payne was here. I don't know if that was the time. I think maybe he had done that before then. But this made me think about him. He said, when you sow your seeds, I receive. So ever since he said that, I never put an offering into the offering bucket without saying, I receive. And I know what my harvest is going to be. Amen. Father, we thank you for the seeds that have been sown, the money that is the fruit of some people's labor, their income, and they're sowing it into this offering tonight. And Father God, you will reciprocate in the name of Jesus, whatever it is the needs are. And we thank you for great prosperity, a great harvest in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it may be used to spread the gospel in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen.